We spoke to Sylvester D'Souza on his appointment as a new Godolphin jockey.
Well, Sylvester, congratulations on getting this fantastic new job.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, you know, thanks to Godolphin. And, you know, they invite me to come to Dubai, and, you know, you don't get opportunities like that every day. So, and the team's going great guns. So, you know, I'm delighted.
It must be very encouraging, having been so successful last year in England, that you get rewarded so well for a great season.
Yes, well, I had a fantastic season, you know, for the last two seasons being great. So sometimes I pinch myself, it's true, but, you know, I'm delighted with the opportunity being given to me.
And you're relatively new for UAE fans, although I know you spent a bit of time a few years here at Jebel Ali Stables. Can you tell us a bit more about how you got into racing and your career to date?
Yeah, I started racing in Brazil, so I was champion apprentice in Brazil, so... And I got invited to go to Ireland and to get some experience. I lost my claim too quick, basically, you know, 16 months. So, and I got invited for number 12 in Ireland, but I couldn't speak English at that time. So it was a little bit hard. So, and I came to Drew, but Mr. Savarat, just to see what's the place like. I was here for 2 months, but I didn't really face. So I always wanted to ride. That's why I went back to England. So the opportunity there was very little. So that's why it makes me went back to England. And I met Mr. Nichols. So, and from there, I got my first ride for him and I had a winner for him. And from there, I just started riding winners.
From Mr. Nichols, you then went on and you had a lot of rides to Mark Johnson and various other trainers as well?
No, I was battled for the first 3 years. It was quite hard to get outside ride because, you know, he's a boy from Brazil, nobody knows, so you have to do it the hard way. So, but, you know, and every ride I was sat on, I was trying my best, you know, and if the horse was supposed to finish sixth, I was making him finish third, second, sometime a winner. So, you know what I mean? Always been trying my best, and that's the window open, probably, and the place I am now in Dubai.
I'm saying, well, the boy from Brazil's done pretty well. And are you going to be riding for Mark Johnson again during the summer?
Yes, Mr. Johnson, you know, been great to me, so he's the one give me the opportunity to be here, basically. You know, he put me in the map in the big stages in England. He's the one, you know, had winners in Royal Ascot and Epsom in the big days, in the big occasions. So, and I hope we still go ride for him. So, and, you know, we are still friends, so, you know.
Quite right. That's definitely the way to be. Yeah. And I suppose the big news that broke today is that your big rival, Paul Hannigan's, could have been rewarded with a great job as well. That's good news for him,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, and Paul deserves, you know. He's been around for a while, so, and he's been champion jockey for the last 2 years, so I say he deserves. I'm delighted for him, too.
Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thanks a million.